or as they say in Kentucky, y'all.
Y'all.
Y'all are Ewens, or I come from Ewes Guys. Or we're just so glad y'all here tonight, and it's a blessing. We'll just first start off before we introduce Dr. Frank Simon. We'll just take prayer requests, any prayers that we might have. Of course, I got one. Mariana's brother, as the deacons know, or a brother in Honduras and his wife and two children, they're threatened by a gang down there. They have to potentially leave the country ASAP. So we're asking for help. It was all started over a dispute over some loud music and didn't know that there was gang people, M13, I'm not sure, but they're following them. They're threatening their life, so they've got to either probably move to Costa Rica or somewhere, I don't know. So please keep in prayer. His name is Jose Sanchez. His wife's Elena, Eduardo, and Susan is their two children. So it's a serious matter, so just keep Mariana's. Yeah, well, usually those gangs people don't mess around. They just kill you. That's like us when we get kidnapped down there. They don't mess around, wait for ransoms. And if you get a ransom, they'll still kill you. We just, by the grace of God, we were alive today. And so please keep Jose Sanchez in prayer. Any other prayer requests we have?
Continue the McClure family where Larry passed away.
Right, I see that.
And Kim Frank, another girl, Kim Burkwell, yes, in her 50s. She passed away this week. Oh. They found her dead in her home.
50s only?
They assume it's drug related.
Oh, okay.
She was actually standing dead at the sink.
God, prepare us and let us be the watchman on the wall to be ready for the return of our Savior, your Son, Lord God. Father, we thank you and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we have a very special guest. He's come up from Louisville with his entourage of cameramen and support and everything else. But Dr. Frank Simon, he is the director of the Kentucky American Family Association, the AFA. And I met him through some different meetings. We had seminars down in Louisville area with the Watchman on the Wall and a Family Resource Council, I believe. Dr. Simon is a man who just loves the Lord, a brother in Christ, and he's just done a lot of great work for the American Family Association, Watchmen on the Wall and stuff. So he probably helped me out and introduce more of that. But without further ado, please welcome Dr. Frank Simon.
Well, I really appreciate Brother Bob. You know, that's my pastor's name, too, Brother Bob. So I'll be able to remember that much anyway. Really appreciate him. And then this is Zach, who is the cameraman. This is John Brewer, who is ordained Baptist minister. So he is here to give me some pointers. I wanted to tell you, it was several years ago, I finished medical school, the internship and residency, all the exams and everything, and I went to home to practice medicine with my dad, who's now passed away. One of the first things that happened there was that an older doctor, Dr. Carter, sent me a patient. He says, put him in the hospital and see if you can find out what's going on with him. So we put him in the hospital, and right away you could tell he had a rock in his stomach, like somebody had a concrete block in there. And so I asked the surgeon to come by, and he took a piece of it out, came back cancer. Turns out his whole body was full of cancer. And so it was up my job to go and talk with him. So I went up there and I said, well, you know, the biopsy came back cancer. And just like that, he said, well, I thought so. I've talked with people before about having cancer. They usually don't talk that way. They're upset. They don't like something like that. So it sort of surprised me that he took it so quietly. And then I said to him, well, you know, it seems like you have a little different attitude than other people about your condition. He said, well, I know I've got this cancer and I'm dying. He says, but I'm ready, just like that. Well, that really surprised me. And I said, what do you mean by that? He says, well, I'm getting ready to leave. And he says, when I leave, I'm going to a better place. That surprised me a lot. And there was something in my mind when he said that, well, he may be going to a better place, but I'm going to a worse place. That's what went through my mind. You know, you see people and they say, oh, I'm a Christian and everything. But when somebody's looking death right in the face and they say, I'm going to a better place, that means something. People don't talk that way when they're getting ready to die. And it kind of frightened me, like a fear came over, like, hey, there really is something real in this life and I need it. I thought, you know, it doesn't matter how much money I have or how many degrees I have or where I live or what kind of car I drive. If I die and don't have what this man has, I've missed everything. And that kind of put a fear on me. And I started going to different churches. I went to maybe 3 or 4 different churches. And finally, someone told me, said, Jesus died for your sins, took your punishment. And if you repent of your sins and turn to Jesus and receive what he's done for you on the cross as payment of your sins, you ask him to come into your heart. He'll come into your heart and change you from the inside out. And I said, wow, that's just what I need. So I asked God to come into my heart. It lifted that burden of guilt and fear. It really made a huge difference. And then I learned some songs. Here's a song that says, so long I had searched for life's meaning. Okay, and it goes into other words. But the thing is, I was always concerned about, why am I here? What's important in life? What am I supposed to do? That was always a major problem with me as I was growing up. In fact, it bothered me so much that halfway through college, I left school and got a job in a shoe factory for a year or so till I totally ran out of money, and then I decided I better go back to school again. The Bible tells us what's important in life and why we are here. It's in Revelation 4:11. It says, for thou hast created all things. For thy pleasure, they are and were created. So that means we are here to honor God. Now, I got worried about why I was here, that I quit my job and I got a job in a shoe factory. And I figured, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a boat, sail out around the world, then I'll find out what life is really about. Well, that didn't work either, again, because I ran out of money. When I received Jesus, I knew what life was about, especially when I started reading the Bible. I realized what life was about, that God made us and made all of life, made the universe to honor him. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, let me tell you the words of another song. You probably know this. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. Okay, and when I'm tossed in the storms of life, it sends out a light for me. I had modified the words a little bit. But then down there it says, Jesus is the lighthouse. Okay? Then here's the punchline. It's about the third verse. It says, but now everybody that lives around us says, tear that lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use for it standing around. Now that's kind of a shock, but really there's some of that. You were talking about the spiritual warfare. I picked up on that. There are people that want to get rid of Christianity, period. You say, what are you talking about, get rid of Christianity? Well, let me remind you of a few things. About 1972, they took prayer out of the public schools. Okay? And then they took the Ten Commandments and the Bible and creation science. They took God out of our schools. Did I say that right? Okay. You say, some people say, oh, well, you know, that's not good. Really, when you come right down to it, what difference does it make? Well, let me tell you some differences it makes. In the first place, America used to have the best schools in the world, as far as academic achievement is concerned. Now we're 25th and falling all the time. Why is that? Because they took God out of our schools, okay? They're destroying our schools. They took God out of our school. When I was growing up, when you left your house, you didn't have to lock your house. You didn't have to lock your car. If you wanted to walk through the inner city, that was okay. But things are different now. I was just telling the other lady that there are over 100 murders in Louisville. Over 100 murders. And you better not walk around through the inner city, okay? Because somebody hits you with a brick. The other thing is, when I was in school, there were no drugs in the schools. No drugs. No one knew what marijuana was. Do you remember that? Now 50% of the young people are experimenting with drugs. That's because they took God out of the schools. That's one of the reasons. That's what we're up against. And there are people that want to take God out of everything. Okay? Now, I want to tell you another little story. Once upon a time, there are two Indian boys. And they lived out in the Rocky Mountains. Climb up into the mountain and play around. One time, they found an eagle's nest. They reached in, grabbed an eagle, and took it out. Brought it back home with them. Okay? And so they fed it, took care of it, and they turned it loose with prairie chickens that were there where they lived. So this eagle grew up like a prairie chicken. He was picking at the ground and everything. So one day, an old eagle came by, and he looked down and saw this eagle being in the dust. He says, "That doesn't seem right." So he came on down and started talking to the little eagle. He says, "What are you doing down here? Pecking in the ground like a prairie chicken." "Well, this is the way I've been all my life," he said. "What are those on your side?" He says, "I don't know. I never tried using them." He says, "Well, I'll tell you what those are. Those are wings. And God gave you those wings so that you can fly and soar through the air and come down and eat snakes, kill them, and get rid of those snakes." So the little eagle said, "Well, I think I'll try it." So he started flapping his wings, took off, and he never came back. Okay, now here's the story. You and I are a little bit like that baby eagle. We've been told that we can't do anything about what's going on here today, about prayer and the schools and all that. He says, "Nah, you can't do anything." Well, I say we can do something. Now, how many people know Kim Davis? Well, it was a couple of years ago now, I think. Yeah. And they said, "Well, sign off on all these same-sex marriage certificates." And she says, "Well, I don't think God wants me to do that." And so they said, "Well, guess what? We're going to put you in the federal prison." And so they put her in prison. And the next day, there are about 10,000 people at that prison. You remember that? And they're way out in the middle of nowhere. And there were so many people that the state police had to shut down the exit off the expressway because there's no place to put the cars. And the next day, the judge said, "I'm going to let this girl out." Okay? Boom, like that. I'm saying that was a miracle. And that's because some 10,000 people flapped their wings and did what God told them to do, and they did a miracle. And there have been several other miracles. But with God's help, we can do a lot for our country. Now, I want to tell you the words of another song. It goes like this. "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Like a mighty army moves the church of God." They tried to take that out of the hymnals, you know, because they don't like Christians thinking they can do anything. They want you to just sit there and peck the ground like a prairie chicken. But I'm telling you, we're here to do something and to do it right. I'm coming to an end now. The thing is this, I'm not standing up here in front of you today to tell you about problems, okay? That's not why I'm here. I'm here to tell you about what we can do about these problems, the solution to the problems. Here's one of the solutions to these problems.
That's right, Jesus.
You know what this is? This is the name that makes the lame to walk, makes the blind to see, and opens prison doors, sets the captives free.
Amen.
This is a very powerful. And if you put this on your car, it's going to do a lot. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Isn't that what he said?
Amen.
So you can put it on your bumper, or you can put it on the back window with a piece of tape. But this is a powerful weapon for the cause of Christ. That says, together under God, invincible. There's a Bible verse that says, nothing can stop the work of God. Okay? This is powerful. February of this year, the state legislature passed Senate Bill 17.
March. You stand by the government.
February, March, somewhere around. So the thing is, Senate Bill 17 says that you can pray in your public school. Okay? It was another miracle. They said, oh no, we're never going to let them pray again. But they are now. Now, this first passed in Florida, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And we saw that they passed it, and we got a copy of their bill, changed the name, and we passed their bill in our state. Well, you know, I was talking to somebody from Mississippi a while back. She says she didn't even know they had passed the bill. In other words, passing that bill isn't going to do much because the teachers are not going to let it go through. The media is not going to tell anybody, and things are going to go on the way they always did unless somebody does something, okay? Now, we called Ben Ham for answers in Genesis. Now, everybody knows what that is because it's just right around the corner here, and the Ark experience and all that. So they have two courses, one on creation science and one on apologetics, which means you're going to support Christianity and the Bible that are true and the reasons why they're true. Okay, so there are two courses, and we're working on a third course on American history. So the thing is, this is just one chapter of one book, of the student's book. But there's a bigger book for the teachers. And then every course has a DVD in it. So really all you do is pop a DVD into the thing. It shows up on the screen, and they do the teaching. And you just fill in your book what they tell you. So this is good for churches and their young people. It's good for all the schools. So we're trying to give these away. They said we could photocopy this and make copies of it. So I've got a bunch of them down there. Like to get you all to take them. Now you say, well, what difference does that make? The Baptist did a study on their young people that went away to college, and they decided that about 90% of them totally lost their faith in God. And I talked with a professor a few years back. He says, oh yeah, that's the reason, that's our number one goal of this school, is to demoralize the students. So really, modern science has essentially destroyed the theory of evolution. The theory of evolution said, well, in the beginning there was nothing, and then nothing exploded, and then you had everything. Okay, that's about the theory of evolution today. But of course, it took millions of years. So this is a very good course, and the creation course is down there. Now, you know what this is? This is the Jesus film. Have you ever heard of the Jesus film? This is a film about Jesus. It's about an hour long. It covers his birth, his life, his crucifixion, his resurrection, and then it has an invitation at the end. This is a very good video. And the other thing about it, it's in 24 different languages. So when you pop it in a computer, all these languages come up and you click on the one you want to listen to it in. Very good. Now, we go downtown twice a week, and a lot of times there are people walking around. There's a film. So we say, hey, come on over here. We want to pray with you. Come on. And so one time we did that, and he got very serious. He says, hey, we're Muslim. I said, hey, that's just who we want. Come on over here. Come on over here. So two of them stayed. One of them took off down the road. So we went up to him and says, you know, God loves you, and I want to give you a movie. And you got a computer? Oh, yeah, I got a computer. Well, just pop that in and show it to everybody, and it's in Somali. Somali? Hey, That's us right there, Somali. He was real excited about it. And you know, when Jesus is talking, he's not moving his lips to form English words. He's moving his lips to form Somali words or Spanish words or whatever those 24 different languages. So it's very good. It's Jesus talking in your language. So it's a very powerful thing. And we've got some down there. Everything we got is free. Why is that? Because we're trying to give you some ammunition so you can shoot it, okay? That's why I'm here. Like I say, I'm not here to talk about a problem. I'm here to give you some ammunition so you can load your gun, both barrels, and go after them. Did I say that right?
Amen.
Okay, so we've talked about the course. You know, in order to get that Senate Bill 17 passed, we had meetings like this. Just like this. We said, do you all want prayer back in school? Yeah. Okay, they all filled out a petition and give the name, address, phone number, and if possible, an email address. Okay, and then we went to the next city, and the next city. We have 100,000 people. Okay, you can't write a letter to 100,000 people. It costs a fortune for the stamps. But we got a robo machine, and it can call and like 3,000 or 4,000 a day. It can call them. So when it came up for a vote, there was a Christian state legislator, and he introduced it for us. And when it got a bill number, we started calling. You don't all, anybody here get our calls? Okay. Well, we need you to sign up, and then we'll start calling. And we started calling these guys and say, please call your state representative. Tell them to vote for Senate Bill 17. And they called, and some people said, hey, we got more calls on Senate Bill 17 than any other call in the history of the world. And, okay, and so we're going after them. And we're going to try to bring God back into our schools. God bless you. Anything, any questions?
Any questions, or
sign up one of those petitions so we'll have you in our network.
Dr. Simon, some of you, part of the American Film Association, you know, some of that is working with legislators. You deal off with those and trying
yes,
to work.
Yes. We got one person in our group that John has done a lot of that too. And they go down there and talk with the legislator and tell them why we think this is important.
Do you work with Les Whalen, is it? He's the chaplain for the...
Oh, Watts.
Lee Watts.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was up here visiting for this area.
Oh, really?
So you know him?
Yes, we've worked with him.
He went on a lot of these meetings
with us.
What are some of the AFA, Family Association, things that they're working on new or currently that's coming up? Do you know if there's anything else that you are trying to oversee or head up as the director in Kentucky? Or?
We're trying to get these booklets out. Okay. To people that will, either the parent or the children can take this, and you just take one of these and go up to the principal and said, we'd like to have a time slot where we can do this. And then doesn't want to do it, then you show them a copy of the bill.
Okay. But now, is that something that is just a one-time event that can happen in any classroom or the whole front of the school? Or how is that organized?
Well,
is it a curriculum?
You know, there's an organization called Athlete. What's the name of it?
Athlete Tonight.
You're thinking about Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
It's got to be done before school or after school. Okay. It can't be regular school as far as that.
Because I know they recently passed that you could actually have a school classroom with the Bible that they just passed, right? Is that the HR or the Senate Bill?
Yeah, you can, 17? You can read the Bible, things like that.
Right, right. The thing is, questioning is, since they've approved that, now is there needing an action by us as citizens to say we want our children to be offered a class, an actual weekly say?
Well, as I understand it, nothing is going to happen.
Right.
You got the bill passed, but nothing is going to happen. No classes, no nothing, unless somebody like you or me goes to the principal and says we would like to have a time slot for doing this. Now, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I think in They have 200 chapters in Louisville, groups in Louisville. And what they did, they went up to the coach and said, Coach, we'd like to pray with your players, pray with them. Would that be all right? He said, oh, yeah, I'd like you to do that. So they have a few minutes of prayer and Bible reading for every practice. And like I say, there's about 200 of them in greater Jefferson County. So it's just a matter of somebody picking this stuff up and going to the principal and saying, we would like to do this. Now, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, he says, they're mostly adults that do that. Now, somebody told us, oh, it has to be a child, a student. So I don't know. We're just getting our feet wet. We're just going to have to try and right. see what happens.
One of the things is here is that the kind of sort of a policy that I was told was if a student initiates, a student has to initiate a question or ask something. That's what yeah. I've been kind of told about the school board and people education because of the teacher technically can't say nothing. But now with this bill passed, you know, yeah. it seems that things are going to change.
Yeah.
And the other problem is there's a local organization, Freedom From Religion or something that's
yeah.
out of
yeah.
this area. And they every time like someone's trying to do something and they're always want to attack it. Pastor Brian is our youth pastor. He is, I think, is he part of the Christians youth sports thing or something? Anybody know if he's, I think it might be because he's the sports director. Part-time, he does that for the school board.
Well, I'm sure he's aware of
so,
it.
And he's
he,
a pastor,
may be,
so,
he may have a group.
He has been attacked by Freedom From Religion organization, whatever they're called.
Well, you got to have a copy of the bill. Do we have a copy of the bill back there? But we can get
well,
you a
well,
copy.
Yeah,